The final Innisfil Council meeting before the October 24 municipal election focused almost entirely on Friday Harbor, with Council approving an application to build a new resort retirement development on its property. Members of the public and Council got their first looks at the official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment requested during a special meeting of Council in August. Seasons at Friday Harbor would be a resort retirement home with a maximum of 155 rental suite units. The monthly rental suites would range from bachelor to two-bedroom, some with a kitchenette, others with a full kitchen. The four-story development will be situated at the north end of the property along Big Bay Point Road, and will have underground parking. Approximately 40 to 50 staff would be required to handle the on-site amenities, which include a dining room, fitness center and hair salon and spa. The approval was not granted without some roadblocks, as two members of the public spoke in opposition during open forum and were joined by another who gave a delegation. There was also an effort to delay the decision on the development to the next council and the resort rental management program that is in place. Councillor Ken Fowler stressed he had no issue with the resort retirement proposal, as such housing stock would be good for the town. However, his concern was with the way proposals from Friday Harbor continue to change, with Innisfil, and unit owners at Friday Harbor, left waiting for items it had been promised, while the resort continued to get exactly what it sought. We're giving you a rental agreement and we're waiting. We're asking for a hotel and we're waiting. It's a constant wait while they build, Fowler said. I'm asking for some reassurance for the people who have invested in Friday Harbor, the ones who live there currently. Fowler is one of the members of council seeking re-election October 24. Two of his colleagues who are not running in the next election came out strong in opposition to the deferral. Councillor Bill Van Berkel stressed the councillors currently around the table were the best ones to make the decision, given the experience they had with the Friday Harbor file in the past 4 years. Five of this council is going to go. There's only going to be three here that know really what's going on, Van Berkel said. Five new members, think about this, who know nothing about Friday Harbor are going to make a decision as to whether this is going to happen or not. I feel this is truly unfair to Friday Harbor. Councillor Donna Orsatti spoke first to the long-delayed hotel in her comments, which has been part of nearly every discussion on Friday Harbor regarding the deviations or additions to the initial plans for the resort. But with the repercussions of the pandemic still being felt in the tourism and service industries, she agrees with the analysis that building a hotel in today's economy is not viable. Everybody wants Friday Harbor to be at full capacity. They want to be a success, and we want it to be a success for all the residents there as well, she said. I'm hearing that the hotel and conference center is needed to create the viability and success of the boardwalk tenants. There may be a bit of truth to that. But if you put something in at the wrong time, you can't succeed. The proposal as presented to council had the support from staff, who Orsatti said she and her colleagues had to trust, as they're the ones that do the homework for councillors and give them the best guidance. While Fowler suggested his deferral request would push the project back approximately 90 days, Innisfil Director of Growth Leo Deloitte said a deferral could actually delay construction into 2024. And with the type of housing being proposed, that didn't sit well with the rest of council. We have an opportunity, a window, to put in a senior's residence and Innisfil needs every opportunity for residences for seniors, at every level, Orsatti said. Deputy Mayor Dan Davidson noted the proposal for a resort retirement complex at Friday Harbor had actually softened the opposition from many residents who had previously decried the development at Big Bay Point, as now they could potentially sell their larger cottage properties and still stay in the area for 6 months of the year while wintering in warmer locales. While some in the community may find benefits to Friday Harbor they didn't previously see, Mayor Lynn Dolan did not see a significant change in the discussion around this project. Every other time Friday Harbor has come and asked for an amendment to this council, residents of Friday Harbor have been there to support it, she said. This is the first time that something has come before us, that Friday Harbor has brought an amendment to us, and all the residents are not on side. I would suggest to Friday Harbor that there is some disconnect there, and you need to sit down with your owners and make sure you listen to them and make sure you hear what they're wanting, because the last thing you want is your own residents coming out opposing the vision you want to put forward. There was also an advantage to the project that went beyond the snowbirds, Davidson said. It's creating jobs, he said. We're going into a recession, so I see jobs for people in Innisfil as being a priority. The deferral motion was defeated, with only Fowler in opposition. He was also the lone dissenter when the vote to approve the development was cast. As part of the discussion, it was revealed that the long-awaited rental agreement for short-term accommodations at Friday Harbor will be in place effective January 1, 2023.